Everybody helps.
It is a busy Wednesday at school. Sky is talking with Teacher Sue. Ryan puts away the books.
Thank you so much, Ryan. You're a wonderful helper,
says Teacher Joe.
Guess what, Mom? Teacher Joe said, I'm a great helper at school,
says Ryan.
I'm so proud of you,
answers Mom. She's happy Ryan is so good in class.
You can help me at home too,
says Mom.
Put your toys away, like you do at school. It also helps me when you eat by yourself and put your dirty dishes away.
More chores?
Asks Ryan.
Okay, I'll try.
It is dinner time. Emma sets the table nicely, but Ryan doesn't help.
Funny Mr. Bunny Wunny! Hop, hop, hop!
Laughs Ryan. He plays while Emma works.
Ryan, why aren't you helping Emma?
Asks Mom.
Everybody is working hard to get dinner ready. You are just playing. Please go help your sister,
says Mom. Ryan joins Emma.
Look, this is how you drive around the salad.
Ryan plays with his car on the table.
No! Don't put your car here,
says Emma. Dad sees the problem.
Ryan, that's not okay. We are a family. Everybody must help get dinner ready. We have to work together.
Ryan stops playing. He should help now.
You're a great helper at school,
Mom tells Ryan.
You should do your part at home, too. Go to the kitchen. Get your dishes and prepare to eat,
says Mom.
Blech, yuck, salad,
says Ryan. But he wants to be good. He tries some broccoli.
Mom, this isn't bad,
he says.
Thank you for making such a nice dinner.
Good job eating all of your dinner,
Mom tells Ryan.
Please put your dishes away.
Okay,
says Ryan.
I'll do that right now.
Always help at home and at school. Don't make trouble for others. That's helping too,
says Mom.